Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Shut it down!
Hi, I'm John Taffer. You probably know me because I've rescued thousands of bars, hundreds of them on TV.
That's your future broken!
I'm also a best-selling author, and I've owned and operated a bunch of other businesses. But now, I'm here on Podcast One with my new show, No Excuses. I only yell at assholes. Every Tuesday, I'm going to give it to you straight. I'm giving you all things bar rescue, insider peeks of what's going on the set, current events and topics you care about, with in-your-face analysis, and you know how straight I can be. And I'm going to have unforgettable guest interviews with the world's most interesting people, and I'm going to ask them the questions that nobody else has ever asked them. And yes, sometimes I can be a bit of an ass, but I'm going to shut it down every Tuesday and make no excuses. It's going to be the number one show here on Podcast One. Listen to it every Tuesday on PodcastOne.com, on the Podcast One app, and on Apple Podcasts. And remember, rate and review it, or I'm going to shut you down.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is going to get you in the mood.
Yo, it's a Koi Pond. What's
happening?
What's
happening?
Hey,
what's happening?
Look at him.
Hi.
Look at Dre just come out of the box real quick. You didn't even care about intros on this one.
I didn't, man.
My guy,
you know why?
My guy right here, Dre. Everybody,
you know why?
Why?
Sometimes you just got to get to the meat.
Yeah, you just got to get to the meat and potatoes, man.
Cut through the fat.
Now that's words of wisdom from Chase DeRusso. But can I tell you something about getting to the meat and potatoes?
Yes.
Guess what Chase does.
What's
goes
that?
Right to the dessert.
He eats dessert first?
Bro,
you've got to be kidding me.
It is the most annoying. It is the most annoying. It's annoying. Well, first of all, Dre, is Chase just not annoying to eat with anyways?
Oh, definitely.
Anywhere you go. It could be fast food. It could be a restaurant. Anywhere. He's annoying.
How am I annoying?
You're annoying, and you know you're annoying.
You know
Stop
it.
Acting like
what
you're not annoying.
What do I do that's annoying?
Everything?
I just
everything?
Specify what I want.
Yeah, and that's annoying, man. Like, there's a reason why it's called fast food. You know why it's called fast food? Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because they make it convenient enough to where you don't need to, like, when you're at a restaurant, you know that you ask for, like, no vegetables here and no onions there.
Yeah.
There's a guy that was like, you know what? How can we make this process faster? Mm-hmm. Let's get rid of all the stuff that people complain about and let's only serve them that. And then we'll charge them less and it's going to be convenient. And then assholes like you go in there and fuck the menu up. I'm sorry I'm mad off the bat, but this guy, I'm telling you, Dre,
I know.
It's like clockwork.
I've been there.
You know how much money it costs me just to go to a fast food restaurant with this guy? Because I'm constantly tipping the lady that's helping us. I literally tip her 20 and go, please, don't shit in our tacos. Because I know you want to. I know you just want to pull your pants down and shit in this guy's burrito.
I kind of
want to shit in my own taco.
Yeah, I want to shit in my taco. Just listening to him. I feel bad that I took him here with me.
Right. Like, what do I say?
Everything. I even told him one time, Dre, and this just happened recently. This just happened recently, Kalen. We pulled up into a Del Taco, and I looked at Chase, and I go, don't fucking order for me. That's exactly what I said. Don't order for me.
Right.
He goes, but it's going to be delicious.
Right.
Just let me get it. Like, I go, no, just get your shit. You're going to be the last guy to talk, and you fuck up your part.
Right.
I was like that. I was talking like that to him.
I was trying
to give him a little bit of, like some vigor, like anger. Like, don't fuck my order up.
Right.
So this is what he does. He goes, all right. He's one of these guys. He goes, all right. I order, Ryan orders, right?
Yeah.
Then now it's Chase's turn. So we pull the car forward so it's just him, his fucking face, and that microphone that he's supposed to talk into.
He's in the back
seat like a fucking like an annoying kid that only wants the cinnamon sticks. We pull forward, and the first thing he says is, Okay. I'm going to start off with 4 queso tacos, extra cheese, extra sour cream. Just 4 for the car. And then he looked at us. I go, what the fuck are you doing? I told you, don't order us anything. He goes, no, you're going to be happy with that. Watch. It's my favorite. You guys are going to love it. And then he continued to make this fucking order of just shit. 4 orange juices, please. You're going to love the orange juice here.
It's simply orange. Did you not drink the orange juice?
It is good. It is good.
Did you drink it?
I did drink it. So then he puts in his obnoxious order of, you know, everything that, you know, he... no onions, please. Can you grill them? If you're going to put them on there, grill them first. Not too much lettuce. Is there any way you could change the bun into a tortilla?
You're right.
He'll do stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Can you put the hash brown inside the Egg McMuffin? So anyways, he orders all that stuff, right? After I told him not to,
right?
This just happened. That's why I'm a little pissed. Now, so you drive from the menu to the window, right? First window. As we start driving, I turn to him and I go, bro, why did you order 4 tacos? I told you, like, I'm not even in the mood for tacos tonight.
Right.
Why would you do that? I told you not to do it. Don't do that again. And this is what Chase does. This is how he says it. He goes like this. All right. Sorry. You're not going to regret it. Swear to God, Kelly.
That's 100% true.
I could not stop laughing. He even did one of these where he puts his hands up by his shoulders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a guy with no arms that's getting held up.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Sorry. You're not going to regret it. But every time we went to Del Taco, Kalen, all right, because we were in...
I love Del Taco.
Oh, dude.
We're in Ontario.
Del Taco, I'm telling you, man, Del Taco is the only way to go. If you want if you want authentic Mexican food, Del Taco is the way to go.
I just had it for the first time last weekend.
It's phenomenal.
In my life.
And they'll make a burger.
Oh, I get the burger. They got a great deal. They do 2 double burgers with free fries for $5.
Amazing
deal.
You
get extra sauce on those burgers. That has been my lunch.
Amazing meal.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
And quality. It's the sesame seed bun, which is one of the things that I ask for if I do go to McDonald's. I'm like, can you put the sesame seed bun on there?
Yeah, we know.
Instead of the default filet-fish bun, please, give me the sesame seed bun.
He asked, I swear to God, you know he asked for a Big Mac one time and told him to put 2 pieces of filet-fish?
Instead of the meat.
Yeah, you're trying to mess with that cow, man, for sure.
He goes, I'd like to order a Big Mac.
In addition to the rest of the burger?
This is how he orders the McDonald's. You ready? This is how he does it. You ready?
Take the weird piece of bread.
Kalen, just go McDonald's. There you go.
What can I get for you at McDonald's?
If you don't mind, I'm just going to ask. If you say no, that's fine. That's fine. But I would love it if you said yes and if you could ask somebody else for me if this is impossible to do. Is that okay?
What's your order?
Hold on. Let me just ask you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Check this out. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead, sir.
I want the Big Mac.
You got it. 1 Big Mac.
Yeah. No. But not the Big Mac. I want you to take the hamburger part, which is the meat, out. And then replace it with 2 Filet-O-Fishes.
Huh.
So instead of the Big Mac, it'll be a big fish.
Okay.
Is that possible?
2 Filet-O-Fish and a Big Mac.
No, not 2 Filet-O-Fishes and a Big Mac. Just 1 Big Mac without the meat and replace the meat with 2 Filet-O-Fishes. I'll pull forward.
Okay.
That's how he orders.
But I also tell him to take that weird piece of bread out of the middle of it. I know you're a fan of that, by the way.
I love that bread.
You stack the fish together?
Yeah.
I've done it before. By the way, 2 fishes is too much. You can only do 1 fish.
Can I tell you something?
What's up?
You know who eats like you? Tigers. Only tigers eat like you. It's disgusting.
I like that.
No
like
one
that.
Should have 2 Filet-O-Fishes inside of a sandwich. That's disgusting.
I get you.
You know what he asked for now, Kalen? You know what he asked for now?
Yeah.
A Filet-O-Fish, but instead of that magical bun that they've researched several times what would complement that Filet-O-Fish the best.
That sweaty, soggy piece of shit?
No, it's delicious, and you know it is. It's phenomenal. You know what he replaces it with? Sesame seed buns. He asked for a quarter-pounder bun with his Filet-O-Fish.
The 2 top parts of the sesame seed bun, too. I'll take it there. Not I'll even take the it bottom, there.
Dude. You're so annoying.
You don't even get the bottom bread.
Yeah, it's a whack piece.
So
of bread.
I didn't realize that Chase had this problem until one night in Irvine.
Yeah, oh God. I love the fact that you said I didn't know he had a problem. Like it's a drug problem. Yeah, he does have a problem. Gemma,
we were trying to find something to eat, but you know we had to get back, so we stopped at Jack in the Box because it was going to be quick, right?
Of course.
So we pull around. We look at the. We're looking at the menu board. Uh-huh. He's pretty. He's relatively quiet about it, right? Uh-huh. And then we pull to the actual window, and he goes, "You gonna let me order?" It was like a fiend.
It's a fiend, bro.
Yeah,
he gets off on it. You're right, 100%. I'm with you on this.
You guys want me to order?
That's the truth.
And then so I didn't know, so I was like, okay, all right. He goes, so can I get an ultimate breakfast? But could you take out the sausage and could you put a hash brown in that?
Oh, the sandwich.
The sandwich. Yeah,
I've seen him do this.
And I was just
I've seen him leave the sausage in there, put the hash brown in.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
you just did that for us because we're vegetarian.
I did it for you, but sometimes I feel like being vegetarian.
Thank you for that.
I'll dabble.
And here's what's fucked up. You ready?
They love me.
It's actually delicious.
Oh, it's so good. Listen, but I think it's important to say, I don't want America, the world, thinking that I'm like they hate me in the line or whatever. They always love me, and you always can't believe it.
They love you for one reason and one reason only.
Why?
Because I tipped them $20. They're like, you know, at first you're like, I can't believe I'm fucking doing this. And then I give them 20. They're like, I'll do more for them. So annoying, man. But you are literally the most annoying person in the world.
Thank you. But you know, one thing that I'd like to talk about also in what pertaining to that is because we went through the fast food line the other day.
Yeah.
And I always, you know, you're like me. We always like to... compliment the person and tell their boss, like, yo, can you get your boss to come out here just so we can tell them how badass you are, that you need a Starbucks gift card or you need, like, to get off work early today because you're badass?
Yeah, an equivalent to a gold star when you're in sixth grade.
Yeah. And then every time, is it, like, very often when we try to compliment somebody, their manager will be like, well, if you really want to help them, how about you fill out the survey on the back of your receipt? And it's like, no.
I hate that. I totally hate that. Why am I going to fill out the survey? There's no here.
No need for that.
Why do I need to go all the way home and then log into my computer and then type in www.mcdonalds.com and then look at the menu and find the survey and then type in the number on the back of the receipt and then give my email address and then say, Cynthia at store number 112 was really good. No, right. You're the manager. It's your job to take these compliments. You go do the survey. You go do it.
Yeah.
I'm giving that girl who's working below minimum wage or minimum wage, whatever it is, let's just say she's busting her ass hot and heavy for something that she really doesn't need to do.
Yeah.
Like she should do the bare minimum for this job.
Right.
Honestly, let's be honest.
Right.
And she's going above and beyond. That to me is a gold plus standard employee. That's somebody you move up in the chain as fast as you can. This is the person you reward with everything that she asks for. Can I get Saturday off this weekend? Fuck yeah, you can. Fuck yeah, you can. Right. Fuck yeah, without a doubt.
Right.
The guy that comes in with a fucking wrinkled outfit and smells like piss, you go suck a dick if you ask for Saturday off. Go back there and throw the trash out. In fact, jump in the trash can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those employees don't deserve shit.
Right.
But that girl, yo, she was amazing.
She was amazing.
She was so good. She was above and beyond. Like she made us buy stuff, I think, that we didn't even want.
Yeah.
She was upselling. She was just, her smile was cool. She was funny. She was interacting.
Engaging.
It was engaging. Right, it was an experience. We look at the manager. Is the, like, you're the manager? Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. She's such a good employee, man. Like, I mean, she's so good and blah, blah, blah. I can't even think of the compliments, but we just kept telling me, good.
Yeah,
so oh, my God. She's so good. Good.
Do you think you have 45 minutes to fill out a survey when you go home?
So you can
give her these compliments on paper and we can document it?
Yeah, no, I don't have time.
No. It's not going to take long at all. I mean,
you know what? Fuck her. You know what? Fuck her and fuck this place.
And that's what happens.
That's what happens.
You don't want to be inconvenient for
them. My thing is, you're a manager. And the number one rule to management is keeping those good employees next to your side. Keep the good ones right next to you. You know what I mean? Those are your dogs, man.
Yeah.
They're going to bat. They're going to go up to bat for you.
Yeah.
When the GM comes or when the head of the – or if the CEO comes, that's who you sign up to work that day.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a worry in your brain when that person's there. You know what I mean? It's Luke, the skateboarder that has a drug problem.
Yeah.
That's the one you really don't want to put on the shift. You know what I mean? But –
remember whenever we went to Foot Locker, this girl, we walked in, she was so bubbly and so nice.
So bubbly and nice, man.
Remember, she was so nice.
I bought a shoe kit. By the way, I don't buy any of that shit. Shoe, mm-hmm. I don't do that. I wear my shoes.
You're very anti.
I'm anti anything.
Mm-hmm. Anti nope, shoe cleaner.
I will buy the best shoe that comes out.
Right.
And the minute it creases, I'll give it to somebody. That's right. How quickly it comes through me. I don't need. I'm not trying to restore shit. I'm not trying to buy brand new cushioning system. I'm not buying soaps and giving it a car wash every 2 weeks.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't need that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I know it's a total upsell, and there's incentives and perks for these employees when they sell shit like that.
Yeah.
You sell 30 of these little shoe kits, and we'll give you a $25 discount. Like, I know they have incentives like that.
Right.
And she was doing it. She was pushing it, man. And, like, she was all bubbly. Like, you know what I mean? And I bought it because she was so cool.
Yeah.
Immediately. Both of us.
Right.
The manager comes. Is this blah, blah, blah? Yeah. Yo, she's so good, man. Blah, blah, blah.
I was like, she needs a team under her. That's mm-hmm. like, she's awesome. So, blah, blah,
and then they go, well, here's a survey on the back of the receipt. She would really. It's like, bro, you're the manager.
Right.
It's your job to manage and write down all the compliments. This is what I hate about businesses. Like, I own a business, man. I own a restaurant. And one thing I do is I compliment my staff. I can guarantee my staff isn't stealing. They probably are a little bit, but I don't give a fuck. They deserve it.
Right. You want to take the toilet paper.
You want to make yourself a fucking, you want to make yourself a sukiyaki bowl for lunch? Go for it.
Yeah.
You know how many goddamn bowls of rice I throw away all day?
Right.
I'd rather throw it inside one of their bellies. Like, that's how you look at it, man. Yeah. There's gains and losses in everything. You know what I mean? You want to compliment the people that work for you. You know what I mean? You want to make sure that the people that are working for you are happy. And one thing that you want to do is give a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what these other businesses do? They've trained us to discipline nonstop till you break that person down. You know what ends up happening? They fucking steal from you.
Because
you're always picking them out on the bad shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you were 2 minutes late. We really need you on the floor at 12, and you got here at 12:02. Go fuck yourself, man.
Because
I'm here for 30 minutes after my shift every day anyways.
Yeah.
So why do you give a fuck about me being 2 minutes late? Oh, we couldn't get our lunches started on time. Really? Who gives a fuck, man? We work at a mall. This is a lunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're right next to the food court.
I mean,
calm
that's the
down.
Thing. We talk about customer service and how, you know, the level of customer service has gone
it's
down.
It's gone down.
But... I to your point, that I mean, that's a great point. Like,
yeah, like, it's the level of management.
If you're treating them like shit, like you have that girl that you said was phenomenal, right?
Yeah.
And then over time, 6 months of all you do is pick out the mistakes she made.
Yeah.
Eventually, she's not going to care.
She's not going to care.
But you know what? Not only did I tell the manager, yo, I'm not going to fill out that survey. I like to do the one-on-one human thing. But then Joe was like, can we get you a coffee? And we got her a coffee.
We bought her a coffee.
What coffee do you want?
Yeah, Malibu Breeze is what she
got
wanted.
Got her the largest, best Malibu Breeze that we could find.
And you know who else should do that? The manager, man.
Right. Yeah.
Like, yo, you're the manager of this store. I know you don't own the store, but what I'm saying is when your goals, because they always have to reach last year's goal. Mm-hmm. Each day you have to match by the, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be, we made $3,700 last year, this day last year.
Yeah.
So our minimum goal is to make $3,800.
Right.
You know what I mean? We need to beat that last year. And that's how they get rated. These managers, that's how they get rated. You know what I mean? Gains and losses, right? Like, you beat last year, here's a bonus at the end of the year. Who else is selling your shit? That bubbly girl right there.
Right.
She sold, you know, she sold a shoe and she showed me shoe cleaner. Like, that's your number one right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's who you take care of, man. No, you don't go to the survey. You know what? You take my information out, and then you do the survey, man.
Yeah.
You take the extra time.
That's what we told her. I was like, my name's Chase. Fill it out for me, please. I give you permission to say you're me. I don't care.
Just
go do it.
Do it.
I agree.
I don't know, man. Like I think that's business 101. Business 101, man. I don't get it. Kaylin got a new car, Dre. I don't know.
Yeah.
Since you've been gone, I've been wanting to tell you that beautiful Prius out front, brand new, is Kalen's.
I saw that.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous. Nice car. It's silver with a dark gray interior.
Black interior, black dark interior, gray. Yeah, dark outside. Gray. Yeah.
How many? Speaking of electric cars, it's a hybrid, correct?
Well, actually, Chris is the Prius hybrid, which he also got on
TrueCar. Oh, what?
And then I'm the Honda Civic.
Oh, that's right. Yours is the Civic. I'm my the bad. Aspect, but yours is the brand new Civic. The new design.
Yeah, mine is that brand new one.
It's beautiful. You know, that was my first car was a Honda, and I love Hondas. And I know that the one thing about Honda is they'll last about 47 years for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah. 300,000
miles. 300,000
miles.
Yeah. That's standard for Honda.
Yeah.
And one thing that if anyone's going to buy a new car, that's a good one to start off with is the Honda. Am I right, Kalen?
Oh, 100%.
But one thing I hate about getting a new car is shopping for a new car. I hate going to the dealership. Mm-hmm. I hate talking to dealers. I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there, but I'm just saying it's annoying. I don't want to compare. I don't want to haggle. I don't want to do any of that. I don't want to barter. You know, I don't want to trade in animals for cars. I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to, like, give my right foot for something. It's just like, hey, let me walk in, get my car, and leave. And the best way to do that is TrueCar. TrueCar.com. TrueCar. That's right. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You know your true price is great because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car that you wanted. They'll show you the same price. That's right. If you want a good buying experience, go to certified dealers at True Car with their true prices, and it's just the best way to do it. So when you're ready to buy new or used, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Would you say that you loved your experience?
Yeah, it was as easy as getting a car can be.
Boom. That's right from Kalen's mouth. It was so good that Chris Luxamana went and got a Prius from the same website.
Yep. Yep.
True Car, you guys. Do it today. Hey, you guys, we got a new sponsor on the show. It's called Me Undies. That's right, Me Undies. MEUNDIES. That's right, MEUNDIES. Me Undies. I can't get enough of these damn things. I wear them all the time. Comfortable, form-fitting, and you know me. I need a lot of form-fitting down there. And nothing better to wear on stage when you're performing than Me Undies. So if you're not performing, still wear them. Because they're comfortable and they feel good. When I walk around, I always say this, hey, look at me undies. That's right, y'all. I'm wearing me undies. Damn, Joe, you look good. What's going on? Me undies. Me undies has a deal for my listeners. First time purchasers get 20% off of the first pair of me undies and free shipping. That's right, you get 20% off of the pair of underwear, and then you also get free shipping. They'll send it to you absolutely free. That's right, 20% off plus free shipping. And guarantee that you and your Me Undies will be very happy together. It'll be the sweetest relationship you've ever had. Because this one will never leave your side. Because you'll never let it go. And for 20% off, why would you? Free shipping? Are you crazy? They're practically giving you those undies. To get your 20% off of the first pair and free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/Koi. That's right, MeUndies.com/Koi. That's MeUndies.com/Koi. Enjoy your underwear. You know, we were at this tea place, and Chase and I and Joe, and this group of like students came in, right? And there was a table with a bench, with the cushion bench, right? And there was three guys, right? There was three guys walking around.
Yeah.
And you know, there's always that one guy that's just acting extra busy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He'll make a lap with nothing in his hands, but he's just like looking and counting at something.
Hyper-focused, looking. You look more busy than you need
to
be.
You're looking busy, but you're not
that
busy.
Yeah.
You're not. It's not that bad, bro. And the first thing he says, because the group of students wanted that bench. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the cushioning. They don't want to sit on the hard chair, right? It's your customer, bro. That's your customer.
Mm-hmm.
You're the reason. They're the reason why you have a 9-to-5, right? Without them, you ain't selling drinks. This is the first thing he says. Yeah, we're a little too busy to clean that table. If you can just find the first available table, whatever you see. And then walks away. The amount of time that he said that it's too busy for us to clean up. Can you look for all of that? It took 30 seconds. Was the same amount of time that he could have cleaned that table off.
Right.
It literally, because there was nothing on it. It was, and the stuff that was on the table were on trays anyways. All you had to do was grab the two trays.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just there's nowhere to put this stuff because they're bowls. Mm-hmm. They're bowls and metal forks. Mm-hmm. Like, where do you put that? Next to the trash can?
Right.
Like, there's only the waiter can take this stuff.
Right, right.
And that's the difference between some people and guys like us. And here's what it is.
Hold on. I want to finish my point.
Sorry.
Because then they sat down behind us. And it just it annoyed me so much that I turned and looked at him. And I go, you know, it took him longer to say what he did other than he could have just cleaned it. And they were laughing like, yeah, like we didn't get it. Like right. It was so weird. And then we're looking at him and he's still just walking around acting busy. He went over to the counter and wiped it. It's like, what are you doing? Yeah. I hate that guy.
Yeah.
I said it the whole night. I go, I really hate that guy.
It's the biggest group that's come in here and you're deciding to.
You know what he is? He's that guy that points like, hey, can you do that? Whatever that guy is, you know, instead of handling, he's a delegator.
Yeah.
He's a delegator. That's exactly what that guy was.
Yeah.
He was a delegator. You know what I mean? The amount of time that he came to tell me that, hey, we're a little busy. We'll be right with you with the order. You could have just taken my order.
Yeah.
It was that fast, man.
Do you think that it happens? That's a top down phenomenon, meaning, so he's middle management or lower management, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's getting that feeling from the above him,
yeah,
from his superiors.
Yeah.
So now he doesn't feel appreciated. So now he does the same thing to his workers and, and his customers.
Yeah, but I'd have to say so.
But at a certain point, you have to realize that it's a corporation and you're not – there's nothing there for
you. There's nothing there for you.
So you need to understand where you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, know your place.
You know what I mean? Like,
does that
make sense?
No, 100.
I'm not trying to sound like –
No, yeah. 100. I totally understand. Yeah. Corporate offices and the actual establishment where you're working at are two different things,
even though
they are the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The corporate is what's making these things expand.
Mm-hmm.
They're expanding the brand.
Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with what you're doing inside that little shell.
Exactly. So you're angry at corporate.
Yeah.
But that's a totally separate entity.
Totally separate, bro.
From you.
Totally separate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it shows. It was so... I remember, how many times did I tell you? I go, this dude is acting busy, man.
He's acting like he's in a sink, like a ship that just got a hole in it, there's water leaking in there.
He literally
you know what I mean?
And the thing, no line. There was no one even waiting in line. There was no waiting. There was like, please sit over here when the table's available. There were like 30 empty tables.
You know what it is? He had no chill.
Yeah.
He's just that guy.
He's
a guy you just don't want to work with.
Right.
He's just that guy. Yeah. And it's just a systems guy. Like, this job is not for you, man. Because what it all boils down to is customer service. Mm-hmm. And that's what you failed in. The product's there, bro. To be honest, they don't even need a waiter. Because there was no seats. There's no reservations or nothing. There's an actual window where it says takeout order. You can literally order it yourself and then go sit down.
Yeah.
It's that place.
Yeah.
So all that shit you're doing is extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, all you had to do is clean the tables. And if you're that busy, you could be like, you know what? You can go to the takeout window. We're a little shorthanded. Could you just go ahead and place your order? It'll still get to you.
Yeah.
That easy, bro.
That easy.
It's that easy.
Right.
I just figure that shit out. I'm not even in management, man. But that's one way you could have solved that little fucking issue.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times it's the person is focused on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I find that a lot in life, in general. People are always worried about
100%.
Just worried about the wrong shit.
Yeah.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you need to be at work.
Yeah.
Be cool.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Like, you're there, but just be cool. You don't have to give all your energy to work.
Be cool.
Be
cool.
Yeah.
Opens up more windows for you
than anything.
The management wants to work with you. He's a cool dude. Bump him up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's cool. That's a cool dude. He makes me feel cool.
No one wants to walk into an establishment where there's a system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not fun. It's not an experience,
not
man.
At all.
It's a goddamn shoe store.
Right?
The last thing I want to do is see an employee with a different type of side upsell in his hand. He's holding, because the manager took a goddamn course in how to make your sales increase.
Yeah.
And one way that you can do it is always have something in your hand to upsell.
Yeah.
That shit's annoying.
Yeah.
Don't do that with me.
Yeah.
I'm here to buy a motherfucking shoe.
Yeah.
I don't want shoe spray or water repellent, and I don't want to see the display desk, display test at the goddamn register.
Right.
Watch this. I poured water on it. It just rolls off. $5. You want it? We don't want that.
Yeah.
Like, in your head, I guess you can see the possibility of that happening, and there might be a small increase, but not like a gigantic increase. No. Not enough to annoy your customers to walk out of your fucking store. I bet you if you look at the numbers of how many people were annoyed by that system and walked out, mm-hmm. by the number of people that actually enjoyed the little sample that you did for us and actually bought the product, you will notice that more people walked out because of it.
Right.
But go to the other store where they're just cool.
Yeah.
Watch how much extra shit they sell.
Yeah.
Just out of your charm and wit. Just out of your ability to talk to somebody and just have a conversation.
Yeah.
I'll buy extra shit if you're just a cool person.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a store on Melrose called Cool Kicks. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the vibe inside there. I know this is kind of cheesy, but they're literally the coolest fucking people I've ever met.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
And he's just chill, bro. I walked in. That fool's watching. He's watching the goddamn Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, right.
He's got one foot on the goddamn counter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, man, let me know whatever you want, man. We got some new shit, man, too. Talk to me like that.
He talks to you like you're cool and like he's cool.
My man, check this out.
Perfect.
So then do we have to look at... Then who is...
Dude, management 101 is easy.
No.
There's no course for it. There's no course for just teaching your kids to be cool.
Right, but I'm saying, do you have to look at who's structuring this stuff and go...
Those guys are idiots.
Because they're not in touch with anything that's happening.
Nothing real. Numbers are never real.
Right.
You look at a chart, a pie graph, it's not real.
Yeah.
It's not tangible. You're looking at numbers. That's it. Look at a human. It's a completely different entity. You know what I mean? Each individual is different. You have to approach that person different.
Yeah, and if you have like a 65-year-old guy who's not set foot in a shoe store,
hell no, he just wants white New Balances, white leather New Balances. That's all he wants. Where can I get it?
But I'm saying
Triple E. Where the fuck is it, sir?
This guy's running the company.
Uh-huh.
He has no idea what that looks like on the ground.
Nope.
What the customer looks
like.
You know what I mean? So he doesn't know how to...
He doesn't know.
He's got this old procedures pamphlet from 1980.
Yeah.
And he's trying to push that on you now.
I'm not bragging or anything, man. But my restaurant, my crew, they're the coolest crew, man.
Yeah.
When I walk in, it's cool boss walks in.
Yeah.
And you know what happens? Cool employees. That's what happens. You know, I remember one employee was just like this negative canker sore. You know what I mean? With an attitude. Pulled her to the side. You don't understand, man. I don't need you here.
You pulled her to the side?
Mm-hmm. Don't need you here. Attitudes are all wrong, man.
Dang.
It ain't like that here.
Yeah.
Have fun, man. You don't want to be here. Don't be here. No one. I didn't go to your house and grab your hand and pulled you here. I didn't pull you here.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be here. You know what I mean? You signed up to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You asked to be here.
That's crazy that you say that, because AJ, my daughter, just said that to me yesterday. She said, you know what I'm starting not to be able to stand is people who don't like their jobs and let it be known that they don't like their jobs.
Yeah, I don't get that.
If they don't like it, why don't they just leave?
Quit!
Leave.
Quit!
Leave.
Leave! I'm not trying to be mean, you guys. I'm not. In no way am I trying to be mean.
No, it's liberating.
It is liberating.
For everybody.
Listen to me. If you're that upset because you hate your job at McDonald's or whatever the case may be, rightfully so. That's a hard job.
Mm-hmm.
Those people have the hardest job in the world. Like, I don't think anyone could understand the pace and the stress that those cats go through.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking horrible. And then to get yelled at by people that are just paying $2 for a sandwich. I don't need to be yelled at. But you know what? It is your livelihood, and you did fill out that contract. You know what I mean? It's your responsibility to be there.
Yeah.
You're an adult, man.
Yeah.
You asked for that job. Do you remember what you were doing before that job? Remember how miserable you were because you didn't have a paycheck?
You didn't have a job. Yeah.
You remember how all your friends were buying shit, but you couldn't? But now you can. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you have that job.
Right.
It's your responsibility. Now, if you hate it, that's not McDonald's fault.
Not at all.
And that's not my fault.
It's definitely
not
the customer's fault.
It's definitely not my fault. But you know what is my fault? Your fault? You forgot to put fucking onions on my burger. And I'm going to yell at you. You know what I mean?
Especially if it's in the drive-thru and I have to come back.
And I have to come back. You inconvenience me and you're a convenient fast food restaurant. You totally ruined the whole experience of this.
You missed the whole
point.
I
wanted my shit in 35 seconds, and you made it a 75-minute wait.
You missed the whole point of me ordering at the window
at
and
the
not
window.
Getting out of my car.
Yeah.
You missed the point.
You missed the whole point. And what, you're upset? I can give two shits if you're upset. I don't care if you're upset. Bro, every job that I had, I was the joy of every establishment that I worked at.
Yeah.
I'm a fun fucking guy.
I mean, if you're going to be there anyway.
I'm getting paid, bro. You know how many times I asked for overtime?
Make it fun, man.
I used to beg for overtime.
But you know,
I knew what the rewards were when you had overtime.
Yeah, but you also had a life outside of work. And that's an important thing that people need to remember. Like, don't.
Ooh, I like that.
You got to have a life outside of your job. You got to have a dream or a goal, something. Be working on something besides just the job. You don't want to. The second you clock out, that's your chance to be a human.
Yeah.
And then you bring that human back to work the next day.
Yeah.
Because that's what keeps elevating you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't sit there and complain.
Yeah.
Every time I come in, all he does is say that I'm late or I'm too slow. Okay, you have two options. One, you're fucking up. Let's just clarify that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's clarify that. Your manager says that you're a fuck up. That means you're a fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's the truth.
Yeah.
I'm tired of people that don't take responsibility for anything.
Yeah.
Be responsible, man.
Accountable.
Be accountable.
Yeah.
People don't just walk up to people and tell you, hey, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some, very few.
Yeah.
But usually that means you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, look at the stats. You want to look at numbers? Look at those numbers.
Yeah.
How many people have said you're a piece of shit? Might be that you are a piece of shit. Change your lifestyle. Change whatever it is you got going on.
Yeah, whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Change your environment, man. You don't like it? Quit.
Yeah.
Fucking quit. There's one reason why you haven't quit yet. One, you're fucking lazy. You're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know why you don't want to quit? Because you don't want to go find another job. Because it is hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know why you don't want to be in management? Because you're lazy.
Right.
You just want to make the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be lazy and make the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is all I can buy with this paycheck, so why should I do that? Well, if you're complaining about the money, work your way up to management.
Right.
If you don't like the establishment that you're working at, then get the fuck out.
Yeah. And you're not being mean at all, by the way.
I'm not being mean.
You're actually giving some good advice.
I am. Yeah. I am, man.
Because who wants to be unhappy?
You want to know
for
who?
8 hours a day.
You know who wants to complain and that has every right to complain? A used car salesman.
Yeah.
That is a hard fucking job, especially if you have a kid.
Yeah.
You literally have to leave the house. You want to be the first one on the lot and you want to be the last one on the lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hustle. That's the die.
Yep.
Make or break.
Yeah.
Make or break, bro. You want to sell motherfucking cars? You want to be rich? Then sell some cars.
Yep.
That's the truth, Ruth.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't sell cars, but I
you sold furniture.
Sold furniture.
Yeah.
Commission only.
Commission only, bro.
An hour on the bus each way.
Yep.
12, 13-hour days.
So don't even tell me how bad your job is.
Right.
Go to a used car lot. You know what you do? Here's what you do. Go to a used car lot and don't even sell. Don't even sell or don't even ask for help.
Right.
Stand there.
Yeah.
Stand there. Stand there for 12 fucking hours. And then tell yourself, fuck, should I go to lunch? Because the minute I go to lunch, that's probably when my big customer comes. So go do that.
Yeah.
Find that pressure.
Yep.
You'll find a huge appreciation for fucking you sales car salesman or any car salesman.
Yeah.
And then here's another thing that you have to worry about. If you don't sell a certain amount of cars, you get fired. Because the last thing a car lot wants to do is pay you, because by law, they have to pay you.
Right.
By law, they have to pay you the bare minimum.
Mm.
If they have to cut a fucking check for you because you didn't sell enough cars to make the bare minimum, bye, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, you were short. You were short $45 this month.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll cover you, but we're just saying, you know, don't make this happen again. I mean, it's easy. I mean, you were a car away. You were a sports package away. You know what I mean?
That's real, though.
That's real.
Yeah.
You want pressure? That's pressure. You want a lifestyle? That's the lifestyle. Those car salesmen, they walk out. Some of those guys are making six figures, man. High six figures.
Yeah.
But they don't have a life. They ain't complaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My friend Joe started a business with his he worked up for Honda. That fool every year made the Platinum Club. He knew he had to make that Platinum Club because the Platinum Club gave a bonus and he needed that bonus. It's like the $1 million sales guys. That's all. There was only a few.
Wow.
Honda, bro. That's the lowest commission right there. Honda sells on its own. You don't need a salesman.
Wow.
You don't walk on the lot and barter at Honda.
Right.
You don't. People just walk in buying Hondas. That's how they are. Porsche, you need to haggle. You need to fucking schmooze.
Yeah.
They got a high MSRP. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. A suggested it's a high, so that you know that there's play there. Honda ain't got that. Honda's like a pair of Jordans. It's like, you don't buy it, they will.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. So whatever. It's a Civic, motherfucker. What do you want? Right?
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the first thing he said. He goes, my goal was to own an auto repair store. And he goes, he knew that auto repair was the way to go. Okay. There's an accident every fucking minute of the day. There's not enough auto repair shops in this. I need an auto repair shop. That's where it's at. Guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. It goes right to the insurance. I get my money from the insurance. It's guaranteed check. You know what I mean? Like, he knew that was the hustle because he worked at the dealership. He saw all these cars coming in. He sees these auto repair places asking for parts every single day, just thousands and thousands of dollars asking for bumpers, headlights, taillights, blah, blah. He was like, I'm in the wrong fucking field.
Right.
But how do I get that shit? Oh, that's what I got to do. I got to sell $1 million worth of car. I'm not even joking, man. You should hear this guy's story. He should do a TED Talk.
Wow.
This fool sold so many damn cars, man. I think he got the Millionaires Club like 2 years in a row as the top salesman in the nation.
Damn.
He killed it, bro.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he owns his own auto repair. Now, I think he has two now.
Wow.
And, that's what I'm saying.
But that's like, the thing. That's a determination, right?
Yeah.
So even if you are, if you are just working at an establishment.
Yeah.
You got to decide. You have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Do I want to be the best of what this place has to offer?
Yeah.
Or am I just going to sit here and just come to work every day and complain?
Yeah, man. Well, I don't even understand that.
I don't, man.
There's something internally with you. I think you need therapy.
Yeah,
honestly.
If you're not okay with taking L's, taking losses here and there, you need some help.
You need some
you
help.
You gotta be cool with it, because that's the only way you're gonna get better. And
bro, I'd be depressed.
Take risks.
There were times where I was crying at home because something happened, and the minute I got to work, I was happy.
Yeah.
I ain't bringing my tears to work. There ain't no reason for that.
Yeah.
No one else needs to know what I'm going through right now.
Right.
I'm at work right now. I'm going to have fun. These people that I'm working with are my friends.
Yeah.
I enjoy hanging out with you guys for 8 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's hang out, man. Mm-hmm. Let's set goals. Let's just do shit. Let's chop it up.
Always.
What does your future look like? What do you want to do with your life? Really, kid? Like, this is what I want to do. I want to be a comic. Mm-hmm. You know how many times I said that? I remember I was going to the game with my boy Chris Skeens. Like, I remember all these conversations. Mm-hmm. And I had this shit written down on a piece of paper. I told Chris, I was like, yo, I'm about to go up at this place called Buzzy's Cafe. What? Chris Keynes, he came and saw me when we were in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
He came and said hi. And he's like, yo, dude, you did it. No, not. There was another one, Dane Silcox. He was the manager.
Hmm.
Like, they remember me talking about being a stand-up comic and going to a coffee house every Wednesday night.
And doing open mics.
And doing open mics. Chopping it up. What do you want to do? Oh, I want to be a professional golf instructor. I want to blah, blah, blah. They're still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun. It's fun to motivate each other.
But see, and that's what you were doing at work.
Yeah.
You were doing that because you were motivating them because you're also motivating yourself.
I was motivating myself. I didn't give two fucks about what they were.
Right. You're motivating yourself. But that's the key. You always got to be cultivating your character.
Yeah. Yes. Write that down if you're in your cubicle right now. Cultivate your character,
Cultivate your character, bro.
Understand the process, man. Enjoy the process.
Yep.
The minute you don't enjoy the process, then get out. Get out of the process.
Yep.
Life ain't fun like that, man.
Yeah.
No one is holding you down. If you're looking, if you're at that work right now that you hate so much, look at your hands. Do you see handcuffs?
Right.
You have the absolute option to say, hey, I'm out of here. Go. Go right now. You hate your job so much. Go. I'm not telling you that, you know what I mean? I'm not mad. What I'm saying is, if you hate your job and you hate where you're at right now, nothing better is going to happen, man. It's up to you to make that environment better. And the only way you can do it is you got to find your environment.
Yeah.
You have to – one thing is you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yes.
If you're trying to get
– oh, my God.
To, if you're trying
man,
to
we reach, got two
oh,
today.
Shit.
We got two for two right now.
I like that. I like that.
If you're trying to reach levels, you got to be comfortable.
You
got to
be comfortable. You got to put yourself in situations, man. You got to humble yourself.
Yep.
You got to – dude, when I did that James Corden set, bro, one thing I hate are TV sets, man. It is absolutely dreadful. Mm-hmm. You know, God bless James Corden's show. What an amazing show. Mm-hmm. But stand-up, it's not made for stand-up. It really isn't. Mm-hmm. No show. No TV is made for stand-up. You know what I mean? The key to stand-up is being free-form, man.
Right.
Speak your mind, blah, blah, blah. There's no limits. Don't tell me how to do this, do that. Like, it's not going to be fun. I'm out of my character. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Comedy is not just singing a song. It's everything.
Right.
You know, you got to pour everything into that whatever it is you're trying to sell. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I'm talking too much, but you get what I'm saying.
I see what you're saying, but...
And I stepped out of my box,
out of
my
the comfort
environment.
Zone. Yeah.
And you loved it.
I loved it because I knew that's what I had to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could have easily winged it. I could have just, you know, my shows already, you know, sold out all with my fans.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to laugh if I say hi, funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not, it's real. I am funny. But what I'm saying is, it's not the true. It's not the environment where no one knows who I am. Are you funny?
Yeah.
Sell it.
Yeah.
And I had to put myself in that environment.
Yeah.
And I did.
We went to the streets.
I went to the streets, bro. I went to the streets, man. I went to the places I haven't done. I went to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a weed shop.
And just worked on his set. You did stand up there.
I did my set tight from opening to beginning. Yeah. No ad lib.
Dope.
As if I was on Corden.
Yeah.
You know who's in the audience? Other comics that were trying to go up. No audience members.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a weed shop, so probably half of them were high.
Right.
Half of them are high, half of them are pissed off that their set got pushed back.
Yeah, they're mad because I walked in and I did
my
set.
Some of them were genuinely happy because you blessed the stage.
But they also appreciated the process because those guys are just trying to get stage time.
Right.
I'm trying to do a TV set.
Right.
But if they were really smart, they probably saw what I was doing. Mm-hmm. If they really got it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there to bump you.
Yeah.
I earned this position.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 30 years in the game, man. You were still in someone's penis at this time. When I was starting comedy. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not trying to be funny. That's real.
Yeah.
Like, I deserve this position, man. I should be able to walk in and just do that. But at least appreciate what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at the process. Yo, this dude don't need to be here. And he's doing it. Oh, shit. He just got a bunch of laughs. Okay. I do need to write. Because I can't use that excuse. Oh, they're not laughing because it's just a bunch of open micers. Because that's one thing I used to always say when I was an open micer.
Mm-hmm.
No one laughed. But, you know, comics don't laugh at other comics. Yeah, they do, motherfucker. Right. They laugh when they're funny.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not shitting on you guys. I'm shitting on myself. That was me saying that.
Mm-hmm.
When I was an open micer, I used to say that shit all the fucking time. No one's laughing, but, you know, it doesn't matter because it wasn't like there were customers there. It was just a bunch of comics and no one's paying attention. You always say shit like that.
Right.
You always trying to find an excuse. Back to the responsibility again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now we're back to the responsibility.
Yeah.
Stop finding excuses for your fuck up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You fucked up.
Right.
So own up. You don't want to be there? Leave.
Yep.
Fucking leave.
Yep.
We got a guy here right now. I don't know who he is. He's got two cameras.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What were you doing before this?
Right.
Does anyone ask him? Pretty sure it wasn't cameras.
Right.
But he found it. He found that was his niche, something he enjoyed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's making a living with it. Now he's fucking doing all the, he's doing all the things that you need to do to make it in this fucking business. Right?
Yeah. It's the truth.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Dre, I remember when you were doing a fucking, the fucking single that you did at that nightclub.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how fucking horrible that situation is?
Yeah.
That is equivalent to us going up. No, it is.
Doing a single
it
at
really
a nightclub?
Is.
Yeah.
Doing your own single. First of all, you're an unknown artist. That's already hard. In a club where people want to hear Little John right now. Because that was what, 10 years ago? About 7 years ago?
2012.
Six years ago. That's hard, bro.
Yeah.
You got to put yourself in that environment.
Yep.
But you want it. You want it. Then go get it.
But that's all. He's cultivating that character.
Cultivate
though.
It.
You know, people respond to that. Like Game respects Game. Bro.
Game respects Game. Yeah,
no,
for sure.
Game respects Game. Game recognizes Game.
Yeah.
Hands down, man.
Yeah.
That's not a rap lyric. That's life.
That's real. Yeah.
I finally found it too. That guy. I keep telling everybody about this. I forget his name, but I finally found it. And I go to it. It's on Instagram, and I'll make it public next week because I don't want to go through my phone right now. But this cat, you know, he was talking to Charlamagne, one of my favorites, by the way.
Okay.
Go get his book. He's got a new book on presale. Go get it. See the God on Instagram. I love that guy. Yeah. Anyways, the cat says, "You are what you consume," and mm-hmm. I'm not talking about food.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, I never thought of that. I never thought of that. You're right. You are what you consume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What you read, what you watch, what you eat, what you drink, that's what you become.
That's what you become.
What Absolutely. You surround yourself, that's called consumption.
Yeah.
What you love.
What you love. What you hate.
Your conversations.
Your conversations. If your conversations are all about that bitch, this bitch, this bitch, she mm-hmm. did this, fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're that bitch.
That's what you are.
You become that bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You talk shit all day. All you do is talk shit about your coworkers. I'm talking shit about him. I'm talking shit about her. I'm talking shit about him. Guess what?
Yeah.
They're talking shit about you.
Yeah.
Because that's your environment.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, won't you change that?
Yeah.
Elevate your frame. Put it in a prestigious
positivity, creativity.
Place. Yeah.
Think about it, man.
Yeah.
And you don't you don't have to be a musician, comedian, actor to be creative.
No.
Be creative. In your own lane.
God gave us all talents. It's up to you to find that.
Yeah.
What is it that you're good at?
What is it that you love to do? What is it that you love to do?
You can say anything, man.
Yeah.
You can say anything.
Yeah.
You can say anything. Anything. I'm good at math. Well, motherfucker, do something.
Yeah.
Do something with that. You're a math genius? Write a book.
Right.
Show us. Do a how-to. Not everybody does the same math way. No, not everyone approaches a math problem like that. Show us how you do it.
Right.
There's kids out there that struggle at math. Math is a language, man.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody understands that language. And there's different processes to figure it out. Right. It's not just, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is I'm jumping off the side, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know Winnie from Wonder Years?
Mm.
Winnie?
Mm.
You know that's what she does now, right?
I didn't know.
She's a huge author, and that's what she does. Math books. Math books.
Oh, really? Because
she's a math genius. Not only is she a phenomenal actress on one of the most legendary TV shows, The Wonder Years, she's got a math book out. That's a New York bestseller.
Wow.
Because she's great at math. What? She wasn't getting what? She wasn't getting, maybe she wasn't getting that many movies, or she wasn't getting the TV roles. And I bet you someone was like, yo, you're really good at math. Why don't you do something like that?
Yeah.
Boom. Done. Now look. She can't get enough of this shit.
She loves it.
People are asking her for her genius. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and she's really happy. You know her. You said she's super happy, right?
Yeah, she loves it.
And that's the thing is that when it's something that you love, it's not even work.
It's not even work anymore.
It's not even work.
Don't ever ask people how they got there. Just get there.
Yeah.
Just get there, man. You know where I got my hustle from? And I always say this, man. My mom. Mm-hmm. My mom's hustle and grind. When you have an immigrant mom that's down and out and broke, she don't want to be, you know, in the Philippines anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm in the land of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
This is the land where we can make it if you want to. She used to work at this damn bank. You know what I mean? And you know what she used to do? Roll lumpia up. The egg roll. Filipino egg rolls.
Yeah.
Roll them up herself. Roll them up. I would help her. She's selling per bag. $20 for, I don't know, I'm making this number up. It's been so long. This is back when I was like 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
Rolling up lumpia with my mom. Everyone loves my egg rolls. I'm going to sell them egg rolls. She was selling them, man. $20 a bag.
They didn't even know they were eating lumpia.
They
thought it was egg
rolls. Back then, they didn't know what Filipino food was.
That's a good-ass egg roll. God damn.
I had an egg roll before over at... I had an egg roll over at Chance, Mr. Chance. And this ain't shit compared to yours. Holy shit. Did you sprinkle angel dust on this? Shit's making me high. I'm not joking. She used to sell bags of lumpia. I remember my one job at Bellagio. There's this one lady that bought a dehydrator. She was selling beef jerkies.
Yeah.
You don't think I bought them? I don't even think I eat them.
Right.
I was just cool with the hustle.
Respected the hustle.
I respected that hustle, man.
You know what? To her, maybe making those lumpias wasn't even work. Maybe that was fun. Just, she's hanging
she
out
knew
with
I
you.
I was going to eat it.
You knew you were going to eat it. You're teaching your son something.
Yeah.
That's the hustle, bro.
The hustle.
That's why Vegas was always, you know, the minute like corporate steps in, it just it loses something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That hustle, that drive, that love, that passion, that's what makes things work. That's what makes businesses fly. Yep. You don't like where you're at, leave, man. You're there right now. You're not happy? Think about it. Think about what you love in life, man. You can do whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You like fixing cars? You don't think there's someone that wants somebody to come to their house and fix their car?
Yeah.
You know how many people hate bringing their car to a repair shop? I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
Everyone's been blessed with some type of talent.
To be clear, Joe's not saying get up from your cubicle now and walk out.
I'm not. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is
You hate it there, find a lane. Find a lane for yourself.
And that hater inside you needs to get up and walk out and leave the you there that can have fun in a situation and challenge yourself.
Believe me, that hater inside yourself is not you. That's the wrong person wearing your skin suit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just find it, man.
That's the shield that absorbed all that shit.
This is not negative. I know my tone sounds like I'm being abrasive and negative. I'm not. I'm just saying. Hopefully you use these words for motivation, man. I had so many shitty jobs.
Yeah.
But I knew what I wanted to be. Figure out what it is that you love, what it is you want, and go get it, man. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. The last thing you want to do is be on your deathbed going, man, I should have done this. Or I wonder what would happen if I would have done that. You don't want to do that, man. You want to die going out going, yo, at least I tried that shit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's more fun, man.
Yep.
You got a story. Let them have that story, bro. Don't let anyone carry your name and your legacy by saying, man, he hated that fucking job, but he did it.
Right.
I hear that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Hated it, but he did it. Got us through college, but he hated it. That's not fun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I digress. But I also progress. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just saying, man, it's out there. The world is yours. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true. It's yours. Get it. Okay. We're all doing this. We're all in for the same thing, you guys, to win. Yes, Dre
sir.
Did it.
Yes, sir.
Dre's doing it. Chase is doing it.
It's working.
Kalen's doing it.
Every day.
We're all doing it. Don't sit there and put the blame on anybody else but yourself. You got this. Believe me, you got this. Enjoy life. You're not promised tomorrow. Wake up. All right?
Let's go.
I love you guys. Bet.
I had no time, so I would make a way. Yeah. Now who'd have thought that she would walk away from me? I'm sleeping on her now, I'm wide awake. Damn, I miss the days when she would say she needs me. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you can...
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.